You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my favorite Chicagoan, my favorite hockey player. Hey, Tom, tell me where the puck's going to be going in family office and how you're going to help people protect themselves.
Sure. Well, maybe I'll just backtrack a bit for those who have not dealt with family offices. In a nutshell, a family office is a business established to run the affairs of an affluent family.
Perfect.
Most of those family-owned operating companies, many do not, but they'll coordinate the investments, the tax, the investment, the risk management, sort of all financial legal aspects surrounding the family are run by that enterprise. And those enterprises are proliferating around the world. If it runs one family, it's called a single family office, and you can think of it as a, you know, half a floor of a building with a dozen staff running the affairs of the family, or a virtual family office where there's a legal entity but all the work is being outsourced, and it's maybe one or more family members or maybe one lawyer, one accountant, one assistant running the show, or a multi-family office, which is an enterprise set up to handle the affairs of many families, or at least more than one, but typically many, and that's typically a registered IA or broker-dealer or private trust company. So these entities have now been recognized as sort of the global best-in-class approach to long-term wealth management and preservation. So as families are moving and globalizing, one of these offices, often a virtual family office, is where it often starts, is the quarterback or vehicle that's used to begin the process of onboarding. And so there's often planning done before a family comes here, some transfers, some trusts, some documents put in place, and then as the family enters the country, it becomes important to minimize the impact of our litigation system and our marital laws and comply with our government regulations. And so the family office often does that. And the real estate entities, of course, are going to be held in some non-liability enterprise, and it should be structured in a manner that's going to, you know, minimize the tax hit and facilitate estate planning and set itself up to be a good entity for insurance coverage. So all these considerations come into play as families begin to come here. And in particular, there's been very strong growth among single-family offices and virtual family offices globally. In the U.S., single family offices are only up slightly. Virtual family offices are growing significantly. But in places like Asia, for example, they're really growing strongly, particularly virtual family offices. And in particular in China, where there's been a realization that this is a best practice. And increasingly, those families are doing more and more business with North America, the U.S. in particular. So as we sit here today, the trade relationship between the U.S. and China is the largest economic relationship in the history of the planet, and it's growing. And as it grows over time, it will increasingly be a major force in defining the global economy. So this is a very big deal. So not only is the onboarding coming from, you know, South America, Latin America, Brazil, you know, into Florida, there's massive onboarding into the West Coast, you know, Vancouver, Seattle, that part of the country, as well as every major city. The number of students coming over from the Pacific Rim is increasing, Korea, Japan, and China. And so there's an awful lot of cross-border transactions going on, and that's all going to feed into the development of, you know, banking and investing and real estate and ultimately businesses doing business back and forth between these enterprises. And it's really a very exciting development, but like anybody coming here, you want to do the same sort of planning that Americans do to protect ourselves. If you're a wealthy family, you have a bullseye on your forehead, and so you want to be very thoughtful and very careful not to be taken advantage of or put your family at risk for simply conducting its affairs.
Now, one of the reasons it's family would have a family office is because together the family members can have a big investment vehicle, but when they're separate, it would become diminished and perhaps lose some of its effectiveness and efficiencies. Is that one of the reasons that you're seeing family offices expand as the generational wealth turns over from the greatest generation to the next generation to the next generation?
That's exactly right. In fact, if the money's invested in a pool and it might be controlled by an investment committee or a subgroup of the family working with outside advisors. They would prefer, anybody would prefer, to keep the money in one large bucket, even if it's owned by hundreds of trusts. By being in a family holding company run by one of those family offices, you have lower management fees, you have lower custody fees, you have one investment policy statement and one, you know, one federal, one state tax return instead of hundreds potentially. And so it really cuts down the burden on the family. And then when it comes to realizing economies of scale and accessing deals, you know, you can't put a you shouldn't put a $100 million fund in a $50 million deal. It's too much of the pie. But if you've got a $300 million fund, you can put $50 million into a single fund. Or in a smaller scale, you might have a hedge fund or a private equity fund or a real estate fund with a $5 million minimum. Well, few families can reach that level. When the money's pooled together, it's much easier to get at those investments, again, with lower costs, lower fees, lower commissions, and ultimately, hopefully, more alpha, a little bit higher yields. So you can access a more sophisticated marketplace that's available retail or institutionally. And then secondly, you have this long-standing trend toward direct investing where families are trying to seek the family with expertise and invest directly with them. So, for example, if you want to be invested in a railroad, three or four families would succumb to a railroad family and say, hey, we would like to co-invest with you. We'll be in the deal as long as you're in the deal. We don't want to pay any fees or commissions. We'll invest side by side with you. You have free control to run the deal. Just keep us posted, and here's the kind of reporting we want, and we'll provide the capital. And in that manner, you know, investment bankers are cut out of the loop. It's completely efficient, completely transparent, and families get to deal with each other one-on-one. So you have all these trends militating toward trying to find more and more efficient ways to invest and preserve the wealth, and minimizing costs, minimizing liability, minimizing taxes, minimizing legal and accounting fees are all highly relevant factors over the long haul to building and preserving wealth.
Well, you know, we're getting close to the break at the half hour. I know we only had you for a half hour, but can you stick with me for one more segment?
Yeah, if you'd like, I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, I really would like that because I want to talk about things like how these families find each other and how you can craft certain protections, because I don't want you to give away your secret sauce, but I think there's a couple of things that are somewhat non-generic that maybe help. Perhaps talk a little bit about where you're coming from and who your teammates are and different things like that. So that gives you a little bit of stuff to think about while we're on the break. We'll come back. We'll do another 5 or 10 minutes, and then you can go out and cheer on the Blackhawks or the Bulls.
Sounds good, Jim. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Well, we're going to be back. We're going to have some great information. I want to know how these people find each other and how you get in the middle of these deals. So stick with us. We're going to have some great information, help you learn how to capitalize on the new trend and expanding trend of family offices. One of the top international experts, Tom Handler. So take it away. Rock me. Let's go.